everyone. This is 30 Day Trek. I'm your host, Lucanon, and in this episode, we are covering the series finale of Picard, The Last Generation. This is the one where, as the Borg's plan of taking over Starfleet and its younger crew members go into effect, and the synchronous fleet begin attacking the Sol Station and Earth's defensive shield, our assembled crew of Picard, Riker, Data, Geordi, Worf, Beverly, and Deanna take the refurbished NCC-1701-D from the Fleet Museum and trace the Borg signal to Jupiter, where they find a giant Borg cube hidden within the gaseous red eye of the planet. Realizing that Jack is the conduit for the Borg Queen, Picard and the crew must journey to the center of the cube in order to rescue Jack, destroy the cube, and save the galaxy. Terry Metalis's goal of the final season of Picard was to give the TNG characters their undiscovered country, the final mission and adventure that they never got due to them only having 2 weeks off from when they wrapped The Next Generation and then went straight into the Generations film before fizzling out with Nemesis. So there was a lot of pressure to make sure that this series stuck to landing and gave our beloved characters the ending they deserved. So, does the series finale accomplish it? Before I answer that, I'll get my criticisms of the episode out of the way. While I understand the bringing back of the Borg in the final episodes as the big bad of the season since they were the defining villains of The Next Generation, after all the stuff with the Geordi Borg in the previous season, seeing them show up again feels a bit anticlimactic after spending so much time with the Changelings, which as a DS9 fan, seeing our TNG crew go up against was exciting since we were finally seeing the long-term ramifications of the Dominion War, which the TNG films barely acknowledged, and the undiscovered country parallel doesn't entirely work since that whole film was about our main cast reconciling with a long-standing enemy, their old age, and who they are in relation to a future that they themselves will no longer be a part of. And while we see our characters throughout the final season reconcile with their legacy, we never got a scene akin to the dining on ashes scene in Spock's quarters where Kirk and Spock reflect on their faults and accept them. And maybe it's because I'm 38 years old and considered an elder millennial, but I did not like the boomers versus Gen Z subtext of the finale, where it's the younger generation that's destroying Earth, while the old-timers are the ones coming in to save the day. I'm probably misreading this and projecting my own anxieties and frustrations onto the show, but considering where we are now at this moment in time in 2023, saying that the generation that gave us global warming, late-stage capitalism, mass social inequality, and democratic instability is going to save us from our destruction feels really disingenuous. Not enough to sink the whole finale, but enough to give you pause into what it's really saying. Also, the conceit of using an old ship that's not part of the new synchronized fleet to save the day is straight out of the Battlestar Galactica reboot. And with Data piloting the Enterprise through the Borg cube in order to get to the center to blow it up and destroy the cube, to paraphrase Rick Sanchez, we're doing a fucking Death Star. It just feels very derivative. But despite these criticisms that I have, I feel that the series finale does stick the landing. I love the opening with the audio cameo of Walter Koenig as Anton Chekhov, the president of the Federation. Not only was it great to hear someone from the original series here as a full circle gesture, but also to strengthen the theme of legacy, as this is Pavel's son, who's named after not only the famous playwright, but also the late Anton Yelchin, who played Chekhov in the Kelvin Timeline films. I love seeing our TNG crew use their individual skills and work together to figure out how to solve the problem. And I especially like how, after the soul searching that Picard has gone through in the previous two seasons, his personal breakthrough is what ultimately saves the galaxy as he rejoins the collective in order to get through to Jack.
Jack. Joyful, welcoming me. Nothing's broken in here. There's no suffering, no loneliness, no fear. It's perfect.
But Jack, this euphoria isn't real. Perfection isn't evolution. This is death.
This is where I'm meant to be. I always have been.
You always felt different. Hungry to connect while needing to keep people distant so they never see the real you. I was the same. I joined Starfleet to find a family I didn't have. And I found it. I let them in. But there was always a barrier. I too thought there was something wrong with me. And I waited. Waited in that vineyard. Waiting to die. Alone. But now, Jack, I realize... you are the part of me that I never knew was missing.
This was written before my birth. I am this. Just let me be. I'm surrounded. Carried. This is where I belong.
Then if you won't leave, I'll stay with you. Till the end. You have changed my life. Forever.
This openness from Picard and acceptance of his son is the payoff for not only the season, the series, and the TNG era, but also for Picard and Jack. This is what makes the finale ultimately work for me as the proper ending for the Next Generation cast. As for trivia for the episode, this was the second episode of the entire franchise since Ilan of Troyes from the original series that the same person both wrote and directed the episode. In the original drafts, there were supposed to be scenes of Data and Soji meeting each other, the reveal of Ro Laren surviving the shuttle explosion in Impostors and being found along with a captured Tuvok, and Seven being promoted by Admiral Janeway and Captain Harry Kim. But these appearances were cut due to budget constraints, and the final scene of our cast once again playing poker was improvised, filmed, and cut down from 45 minutes. I'd also like to give a shout out and recommendation to the Women at Warp podcast and their episode on the final season of Picard, where they give a comprehensive list as long as your arm on all the plot holes and unresolved threads of the series. It's a fun listen, and it really shows how messy the overall series was. While The Last Generation has its faults, it is definitely a better ending for our beloved TNG crew than Nemesis was. And with the toys back on the shelf as they play poker in Guinan's bar and the crew of the NCC-1701-G head off to a potential Star Trek Legacy series, it's best for everyone that they stay there. I know that Patrick Stewart has been stumping for a Picard film to play the character one more time, and Jonathan Frakes was saying that he could cameo in the Legacy series as the Charlie to their Charlie's Angel. But really, they should just stop and end these characters here. And that's it for Star Trek Picard. Join me tomorrow when we get animated again with one of my favorite episodes of the first season of Lower Decks. Live long and prosper, and also live well.